He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is November the 8th, 2017. It is the one-year anniversary of waking up a new president in the U.S., one Mr. Donald Trump. And since then, the market is up 28%. The NASDAQ's up 30%. And our little company has done even better than that. Well, we've got the market down a little bit, and I'll explain why here in a moment. The NASDAQ is down 2 points. Can you handle that today, Stephen?
Yeah. That's...
By the way, I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. No relation. The Dow is down 32 points, 27 now. Can you handle that? We okay? We're going to make it through the
We're
day?
All right.
All right, 23,529. The S&P is down almost 3 points to 2,587. Crude oil's down 35 cents to $56.85. Gold's having a good day. You know what? How do you predict gold? You know what? It goes the opposite way of the dollar. So let's pull up UUP, which is the U.S. dollar. That's not it. Don't know what's driving gold today. It's up 970. Probably all that North Korea talk.
Yeah, talking in Korea.
Yeah, they're over in Asia right now on the big Trump tour of Asia. Gold up 970 to 1285. Silver's up 17 cents to 1711. They pretty much trade in tandem with one another. The 10-year bond has really dropped back down here to 2.30%. That's where the 10-year interest rate is right now. The Russell 2000, which is the best, the very best barometer for tax cuts, it got hurt badly yesterday, and it's down another 0.4% today. And I think it's that tax cut issue that is hurting the market today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We're in the BSN studios in Carlsbad. I don't know if you had a chance, Stephen, to see the sunrise. You probably never looked up from your iPhone, did you?
I was in my house. I did not look out to see
Well,
it.
You drove to work. I saw it on my way to work.
Yeah,
in my rearview mirror. Because we had west to work.
That's right.
But in the east, what a glorious pink, red, orange sunrise. You know, that's one thing about the time change. We're coming to work.
It's not pitch black anymore.
No, right at sunrise. And to me, that's the most beautiful time of the day. So I'm very happy about that. Well, okay, on the one-year anniversary of the Trump victory, the stunning Trump victory, Democrats scored a number of closely watched elections on Tuesday in what some called a referendum on Donald Trump. Why do I bring this up on a stock market show? Well, look at the implications that the election of Donald Trump had 1 year ago. Did anybody expect the market to be up 28% in the ensuing 12 months? That's why I bring it up. Republicans lost races for governorship in Virginia and New Jersey, as well as control of the Washington State Senate. Mayoral races, too, produced a string of Democratic victories, most notably in New York City. Hey, your favorite mayor, de Blasio?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Oh, my gosh. What a kook. Where Mayor Bill de Blasio cruised to a second term. Congratulations, Mayor de Blasio. And he's headed for the Antifa protest in Atlanta right after his victory speech. He'll be wearing a... what are those masks, Sean? Guy Harvey? Guy Harvey's the fisherman. I can't think of the mask that they wear.
I know what you're talking about.
The Antifa,
the anonymous mask.
Okay. Now, here's what's causing the market weakness yesterday, and here's what's causing the market weakness today. This comes from the Washington Post. Well, the Washington Post has an agenda. They have the same agenda as on in, whether you like it or not. No matter which side you're on, they have an agenda. And I would say that Fox has an agenda. But it just seems to me like the Washington Post is zeroed in on their agenda. And, of course, it's owned by Amazon and Jeff Bezos. They report that Senate Republican leaders are considering a one-year delay in the implementation of a corporate tax cut and other changes that break sharply with the plan proposed by... Now, this comes from the Washington Post.
Yeah.
So take it with...
They talked to probably John McCain of the Republicans. And you know, the
Lindsey
most
Graham
negative ones.
Or whoever.
Yeah, they don't talk to the whole...
Now, this change that we're talking about, to me, is the most critical part of the tax reform. It's the corporate tax cut. We're talking about that lowering of the corporate rate from 35% to 20%. And now they're saying it's not going to happen in 2018. It's going to happen in 2019. And that's according to the Washington Post. Senate Republicans also do not plan to collapse the 7 income tax brackets for families and individuals to 4 brackets, another major difference from the House. Okay, now, this is the Senate. The House is on board, pretty much.
Yes.
I think they're going to pass it. But the Senate's where the problems have been.
Yes.
The Senate has been where the problems have been on the overturning of Obamacare. I mean, the Senate is just... Can't we do away with the Senate somehow? Well, we have our government system in place. We talked yesterday to a CPA about what it would mean for us here at Gunderson Capital being an S Corp. The corporate tax cut, it means nothing to us. It
doesn't affect us at all.
No. We'd have to change to C Corp status.
Yep.
If the tax cut went through, and then I would think that you would see a lot of S corporations change to C-Corp status. Now, the downside of this is you would have double taxation on any dividends that you take out of the company. All right, Intel CEO. He says the tech rally is unrelated to Trump. I don't know if I buy that. This is Brian Krzanich. The Trump administration has little to do with the impressive rally in technology stocks, according to Intel CEO Brian Krzanich. I don't believe people look at government or politics as how they value us as a company. It's just coincidence. He told the Web Summit Technology Conference in Lisbon, Portugal, outlining that investors were more likely to focus on profit and revenue growth. Well, I agree with that.
Here's a question for him. If Trump had got elected and the market went the opposite way, like people predicted, then would it have been... Trump's fault?
Now, I didn't vote for Trump, and I didn't vote for Hillary. I didn't vote
hypothetical.
Well, that's a very good hypothetical.
I'm sure he would blame it on Trump.
And let's not forget, if you go back to the day after Trump was elected or whatever, right around that time, let's not forget that
futures.
No, the economist for the Washington Post.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah, you know, it's alphabet soup at this time in the morning. The brain's still clicking in, but he's a very, very left professor and economist. And he said it's not a matter of when the market tanks. Now, this was a year ago.
Right.
Not a matter of if the market tanks, but when the market tanks.
But you could always say that. Did he give a time frame on that?
You know, immediately.
Could be like 10 years.
He was basically saying, get ready, batten down the hatches. He was in the same boat rowing upstream.
As most people.
With my friend Peter Schiff and other bears and the tech rally. Well, you know what? I agree with the CEO of Intel that investors are more likely to focus on profit and revenue growth. Therein is the key line.
Yep.
Because the perception is with the election of Donald Trump, the GDP is going to rise, the tax level is going to drop, earnings are going to go up, and it's now a pro-business environment that greases the skids for more earnings and profit growth. That just makes sense, okay? So he's kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth. Well, be it as it may, the market is Krugman. You know Krugman, the economist from back east, and he's the New York Times, I believe, economist for the New York Times. He writes his columns all the time. Way, way, way left. All right, we have a big winner today, but I'm not going to talk about it till we come back, Stephen. I already pointed it out to you. They reported earnings last night. The stock this morning is up 11.4%. We have a very large position in it, in our premier growth portfolio. And in fact, you asked me yesterday, are we going to hang on to this one? Because you sold this one. I said, yeah, we're going to hang on to this one. Bill was right again.
Hey, there we go.
So far. When we come back, we'll talk about one of the biggest winners today in the market, and it's in our premier growth portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson along with Stephen Gunderson, and we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
here for that part. You ever see Jimmy Page play that 12-string guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, we used to go to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they
which
were
good. Is a local band. And Steve Wozniewski or...
Wozowski.
Wozowski played the part of Jimmy Page in that band.
He was great.
He'd come out with his open shirt and his bell bottoms and the stars and the moon and all of that stuff. And he would hold up that guitar and he would play it and he would look at the audience just like Jimmy Page used to do. And he'd point his guitar like a machine gun at the audience. And we would stand right in front, the front row, and watch him do that. And that song remains the same. It's just, I just love that song. Never get enough of that song. All right. Enough of that. Enough of Zep. Zep. Guys in high school used to go around and go, Zep. I say, yeah, whatever. I'm going to football practice. Okay, I'll see you later. All right. Well, our big winner today is Activision. No, I'm sorry. Well, it's a big winner, too. It's up 4%, but our big winner is Take-Two Interactive.
TTWO.
Mm-hmm. We own it actually in our Ultra Growth portfolio. Look at the 1 year, look at the weekly chart on Take-Two. Is that awesome?
Yeah, that looks nice.
That looks like Mount Whitney.
Yeah.
The trail up Mount Whitney here in California, the highest mountain in the continental U.S., okay. We know that McKinley is higher than that, but it's not in the continental U.S. It's in Alaska. Well, Take-Two Interactive is headquartered in New York, New York. They design interactive entertainment software. Steven will talk about some of their top games here in a minute. Because you play them all?
I do not play video games anymore, but I used to play before I had kids.
Yeah, while you were at work?
No.
Oh, okay.
In my free time.
Well, you know what? I mean, we kind of play video games with our Market Smith charts and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a total video game. In fact, Jim Cramer says, all right, all you gamers out there. Well, anyways, Take-Two Interactive is a $12.6 billion company. We bought it. It is one of 29 stocks that we own in our ultra growth model. Now, Stephen, why don't we own it in our income and growth portfolio?
Probably doesn't have a dividend.
The dividend yield is zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't. No income.
No, it does not qualify as an income stock. In fact, it's the bane of many a parent that has their children at home in their 30s.
Yeah, parents don't like video games.
On the couch playing Take-Two Interactive. What's some of their games? Okay. I don't
know. All right. I looked
them
up.
I have no idea.
They have the labels Rockstar Games and 2K. So they have, if anyone's heard of this, Grand Theft Auto.
Ah, yeah, I've heard of that, but not the video game.
Oh, okay. It's
a
video game.
You know what? Isn't that...
It's actually... I used to play that one. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, okay. Is that actually stealing a car and driving
it off? It's like
you're
living in L.A. and you can do anything you want, basically.
And they do.
You can, yeah.
Yeah. You're not safe parking at Tommy Burgers and walking across the street to get a chili dog.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
It's mostly like committing crimes and stuff.
Okay, all right. That's real healthy for a youngster.
Exactly. They have Max Payne. They have...
Max Payne.
I haven't played that one ever.
No, I felt Max Payne before and didn't even pay for it.
The NBA 2K series. So NBA 2K18 probably.
You know
NBA
that one?
NBA 2K17. Yeah, it's the
Maybe
NBA video game.
Maybe we should play that some night, some Friday.
Yeah. I always found the NBA games were hard to play on video
I'll
games.
Be the Warriors.
NFL was easier.
You could be the Timberwolves.
They have... WWE Professional Wrestling.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Throw you out of the ring.
They have BioShock.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know any of these games
So
anymore.
These are pretty sensational types of games.
Yeah.
Why don't we own this stock in our conservative premier growth portfolio?
It's a small cap.
Yeah. Well, we'll call it, it's at $12.6 billion. So I'll push it to a mid-cap range. I think anything over 10, maybe 7.5 up to maybe 15 right in there. That's kind of the mid-cap range. So it was a small cap. Okay, we bought it on...
I think when we bought it, it was a small cap.
Yeah, no, not really. But August the 8th, we have not owned it for very long. In fact, this is the three-month anniversary of us owning that stock. And with the stock today hitting 118.44, we're up 29.4% in 3 months. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Now, past performance is no guarantee of future performance. Let me get that. And it's one of 29 stocks. Okay, so let's think of it as a baseball roster here. That ultra growth model You have to meet certain criteria. Pretty much, you're not going to be a dividend-paying stock, and pretty much you're not going to be a large-cap stock, although we do own a few large caps in that portfolio. This portfolio, before expenses, is up 28.3% year-to-date. By contrast, the small-cap index is up 7.6%, and the mid-cap index is up 10.4%. So I guess that would be the benchmark you would compare this against. I don't know. You choose your benchmark. Choose it against the NASDAQ. It's probably, you know, it's probably running neck and neck, maybe a little ahead of the NASDAQ. But it has a lot of non-NASDAQ stocks in it. And a Take Two, again, up 29.4. Now, what will I do with my Take Two Interactive? It's currently, this is another very important factor, it's a 3% position in the portfolio. Why isn't it a 50% position, Stephen?
Too much risk.
Too much risk. Do we have people that transfer accounts to us that have huge positions in them?
Yes, and sometimes we wonder why.
And what do I always attempt to do?
You try to slim it down a little bit.
And what do most people do?
Most people get mad at you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, they get mad. Why did you transfer your account to me? Okay. One of the problems in the market is owning two or three stocks. You have way too much risk. You can't have 33% positions in your portfolio.
And on the other side, we've gotten some that have 200 stocks in them.
Yeah, that's very rare.
It's more rare, but it's happened.
A guy in Minnesota that had 200 stocks in like a $30,000 account or $50,000. It's right in there.
I don't know how you ever make money.
And his quote to me was, "I can't make decisions." And he never made a decision to transfer the account to me, so he's still not making decisions, but I wish him good luck. But anyways, a Take Two is just one of 29 positions. And people ask me, well, how much do I need to buy individual stocks? Well, you only need $100 if you want, but the trade itself is going to cost you $5. You're down 5% right there. And you've got all your risk in one stock. Buy 100 shares of a dollar stock. You're down 5% up front, and all your risk is in one stock. Now, over the years, we've seen the extreme, 200. I've seen the extreme of a guy that had one stock.
Oof.
He happened to have the right stock, and he got very, very lucky and made a lot of money off of that stock. And I didn't sell it when it came here. That was iOmega. He made a couple $1 million off that. All right, because I owned iOmega myself, and he really believed in it. And I said, you know what? You really believe in it. You transferred it to me. Let's just keep it. But in my opinion, you know, over the years, we're both baseball guys. We go to spring training. What do they start with in Peoria, Arizona? About 60 players?
They got a lot of them, yeah.
Maybe 100 on the roster, active roster.
Like,
and by the end of spring training, when it comes time for opening day and the Blue Angels to fly over Petco Park in downtown San Diego, how many guys are standing on that?
25.
Well, I expand it to the playoff roster of 30.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Take Two Interactive, TTWO. Grand Theft Auto. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Jones.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now. I never saw AC/DC, nor did I ever have the desire to see, what is his name, Angus. Running around in his shorts and suspenders.
No, that'd be fun.
But having said that,
being
a San Diego Padre fan, I would say the greatest sports moment in San Diego history was Trevor Hoffman coming in the ninth inning to the tune of what?
Hell's bells.
You'd hear the gong. The lights would go out in the stadium.
Fire would come out.
The gates would open and in would come. What number was he?
51.
51. Trevor Hoffman. I wanted to try out as the voice of the Padres, and I thought, you know what? I don't have time for that.
Yeah. It's Trevor a lot of hours.
Trevor Hoffman. And he was the biggest star, second. Only
second to
Tony. Your daughter's namesake, Tony Gwynn.
Yep.
And that was electric. It was electric.
There was nothing like it.
No, and he beat the save record of who held it?
Lee Smith.
Lee Smith. Yeah, I remember him. We called him Lee Baby Smith, Chicago Cubs. And now, of course, Hoffman's record has been beaten by
Mariano
Rivera as the all-time saves leader. But Hoffman is his number's been retired.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
He'll be a Hall of Famer. He's at most Padre games. He's a coach of some sort.
He's actually in front office.
Front office. And his brother, yeah. Glenn, is our third base coach.
That's right.
And I've often said Glenn needs glasses. Or he's got
or a different job.
Poor,
I don't know.
Poor, he sends guys home all the time. And they get
He'll
thrown
send
up.
The slowest guy
yeah.
home,
yeah.
Solarte.
Some catcher.
And the ball's already in the infield.
He'll send a catcher wearing all of his equipment home. Go! He'll wave him home, and he gets thrown out as he leaves
he
third base.
He never puts up a stop sign.
I don't understand that myself. Oh, well. Anyways, let's get back to Take-Two Interactive just for a minute, and then we'll move on. Okay. Here's the deal. Take-Two Interactive, their net revenue rose from $420 million to $443 million. Here's their big sellers. You had them right. NBA 2K17.
Okay, that's this year's version.
Grand Theft. You know what? So doesn't Madden Sport? I thought EA had the NBA.
EA has Madden.
Is it also
Madden
NBA?
Madden is just NFL.
Oh, so the NBA, Tech-Two has
they
NBA?
Have 2K, which
okay,
is like the
gotcha.
The big NBA. There used to be NBA Live,
all
which
right.
I think was EA.
Okay, all right. And then they have their Grand Theft Auto and Grand Theft Auto 5. Along with World Wrestling Supercard and WW 2K17 and XCOM 2. And you know what? They also look ahead. They're guiding higher. The company's expected to make next year. And then I want to give an update on our options trade here in a minute. Okay, TTWO is not the options trade. It's the stock we're talking about. Take-Two is looking to have 97% growth in earnings next year versus this year. Is that enough for you?
That's a lot.
97% growth. And what's our target price currently on Take-Two, by the way, if we look it up on the app? That is one of the most...
It is at 182.
Okay, this is one of the most valuable things you can look at on the Best Stocks Now app. Those are my five-year valuations. A guy that used to be an analyst, that used to write up research reports, that used to visit mutual funds in the Bay Area, and even back on the East Coast, used to fly around, learn my valuation methods from one of the most well-known, at the time, money managers. Mutual fund. He ran a mutual fund for GT Global. I don't know where they're at now. Who's bought them? Deutsche Bank, I don't know. But those five-year valuations are invaluable. You say the valuation is 182?
Yes.
Stock's 117. Now, what's going to happen because they reported earnings today?
We're going to update the valuation.
You know what? And in today's world, I have the new numbers usually by tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's just stunning, okay? What has the stock been ranked, just for fun, so we can teach a little lesson here about when to buy a stock? When to sell a stock?
Yesterday it was 199.
There you go, 199.
2 months ago it was 27. Which
there
is,
you go.
You bought it around.
So is there
time.
Any question of why I own it?
No. I mean, no. It's performing well,
and it meets my criteria.
It
right?
does. Yeah.
Okay.
Checks
right.
every box.
All right. So let's move on to our current open option play. We actually have two. We currently have a call option on Arista Networks, ANET. Now, this is in the speculative portfolio. Do we own this option for our clients?
No.
No. Do we send? Did we send this out to
Do
our
Do we own
live?
Any options for our clients?
Well, we have a few people transfer over covered calls, but I think we got rid of
we
all.
We get rid of them.
Yeah, we don't own any options.
Right.
Other than my little play account... My Monopoly money account and your little play account. That's where we own them. And we sent it out first. We sent out, here's what we're buying, the Gunderson kids, the Gunderson boys. Then we sent out the push notification, and that ANET option was trading at 6 at the time. I got it for $5.93.
I got it for 6.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And right now, what is the ask on it, and what is the bid? I see 820 as the last price.
Okay.
So it's up 38%. It was up 62%. It pulled back a little yesterday during the market. We will do a class, but every day we're teaching a snippet about options, aren't we?
Yeah.
The leverage of 10 to 1.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't go way out. I don't go short either. You want to buy tomorrow, an option that expires tomorrow? Why don't you just hold the cherry bomb in your hand, okay, with a short fuse?
Or go to the roulette
table. Yeah, put it all on red.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better shot, actually.
I like to buy a little time. In fact, we bought 5 weeks of time. Now, you got to remember that options expire on the third Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the triple witching yet you hear about. It's not Halloween. We saw some triple witching on Halloween. But options expire, and that's why you see a lot of volatility on that third Friday of every month.
Doesn't it change a little, though?
Well,
some stocks more option dates.
Yeah, they have different dates. But for the most part,
okay.
It's always been, since I've been in the business, the third Friday of every month. So mark that on your calendar, folks. This week will be the second Friday.
So the 17th of this month.
Yes.
And then the 15th of next month.
Yes. Okay, and then triple witching is when all the futures options contracts expire, the stock options, the index options, everything on the same day. And you're going to see some wild volatility because people are scrambling to cover their options. These are short-term trades. Contracts, these are derivatives. What's a derivative? You don't actually own shares in Arista Networks here. You own a contract to buy shares for $210 that expires on December 15th. And with the stock now trading at $212, I have the right to buy this stock at $210 on December the 15th.
Yep.
And that contract ebbs and flows with the price of the stock. We're in the money, $2.44. So, you know, if I hold it till expiration and let it expire, I'll be able to convert those shares. I bought those shares at $210, and I'll have 100 shares at $210, but I got to come up with the money.
Yep.
Or I can sell the contract, just like soybean contract, okay? If a farmer has a crop full of soybeans and the prices are real high and he hasn't picked his soybeans yet, he can sell on the futures market. He can sell his soybeans today, taking a gamble that he's hit the high of the market and it won't go higher. Now, the gamble he takes is if soybean prices go higher and he's the only game in town, there's a drought in Wisconsin and he's in Kansas and soybean prices go higher, he's got to honor his contract to sell those soybeans at the price that he locked in. We've locked in a price on Arista Network. Works exactly the same. And conversely, airlines, they buy contracts on fuel to hedge. If fuel prices go way up, well, guess what? They have some short positions and some options and some futures on oil going down. That's how they hedge. So it's really a simple concept. It really is. How you choose the option, my basic rule of thumb is I go out to the next month, unless we're already approaching that, then I go out beyond the next month. So I chose December 15th as my expiration date. And how did I choose my strike price?
I like closest to the money.
Yeah, pretty close to the money. Now, if you buy it way out of the money, you're going to pay way less. You could get options for a dime.
But you'll want a lot more time.
Yeah, let's say you went out and bought the Arista Network options for the 225 strike price.
And it's at 212 today.
You're $13 out of the money.
Yeah.
The chance of that being worth anything right now are slim and none. Your 10-cent option's now worth 2 cents, okay? So, you know, that, and you have to watch that option daily because it trades, even though it's a derivative and not the stock itself, and it trades in lockstep with the stock. The stock is up, what, 1.3% today? So the option's basically up 13% today. That's how it works. It's pretty dang simple. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about global payments. We own that one. Tencent Holdings, can you believe what they're buying today? Can you believe this? And Benchmark raises the target price on another one of our holdings here at Gunderson Capital. It's Grand Theft Auto Day. We'll be right back. You know what Tencent is buying?
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Got to get Jacob over. He wants to he wants to set it all up. He's going to teach me how to play the Johnny Winter song that I like so well. All right. We got an update from northern Minnesota here just now. Just a quick note to let you know that most of the lakes in northern Minnesota froze over last night. Hard water season is here. Ice fishing will start in a few weeks, sooner for the crazy folks. Those are the guys that like to drive out on the thin ice, you know, in their four-wheel drive trucks. Hope you enjoyed the rice. Well, I got a little story about the wild rice. I was given a bag of wild rice by somebody, one of our attendees at the workshop. And I get to the airport, and we had pre-check, which is nice, TSA pre-approval.
Yeah, that's sweet.
But they still scan everything. All of a sudden, lights, bells, guys with drawn guns have me sit down. They start talking Arabic to me. No, it wasn't that bad, but it was bad. There was something on the outside of the wild rice bag, and the guy told me, I can't tell you what it is, but it's nasty. I don't know if it was cyanide. I don't know if it was arsenic. I don't know if it was some kind of bomb-making material or just the properties of the wild rice. Well, 45 minutes later, they finally let me go after they interrogated me to no end. So the wild rice still sits in my pantry. I haven't tried it yet. Kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth, but thank you for the wild rice, and I can't wait to try it. I think I'm going to pass on the ice fishing for now. We're still catching tuna off of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean, but, you know, the jury's still out on the ice fishing. Okay, now what were we going to talk about? There was something really important that I wanted. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about, Tencent Holdings.
Yeah.
All right.
What did they buy?
Or what are they buying?
They are now we own Tencent Holdings. Has Tencent been a good stock for us?
The last 4 days of this stock have been incredible.
Yeah, but let's go back to when we bought the stock.
And since we bought it.
When I said, Steven, we need to buy a 2.5% position in Tencent Holdings. I really like this thing. It's a Chinese stock. It's the Alibaba, the Google, the Amazon, you name it, of China. And all of a sudden, what is wrong with stinking Microsoft Office? Okay, I can't look up what I bought it. But I think we're up 40 or 50% in Tencent, something like that. T-C-E-H-Y. They are taking a 10% stake in Snap. That's Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Well, my take on this, the downside is Snapchat is a loser. They can't figure out how to make any money there, and I think the management is incompetent. They produced a product, but they don't have a process, and they don't have profits. That's very important. Those are the P's that you got to have, all right? So, they're taking a 10% stake in Snap. Snap is getting crushed today. I don't know where Tencent bought the stock. I don't know if they bought it at yesterday's price, the $16, $15, at today's $13. Snap is hitting a new all-time low today. It's down 15% to $12.83. Bill was right again. I would not touch Snap with a 10-foot pole. It came public at 17, and it went to 45 immediately. And it's been a descent to hell ever since. I've always said, you know, when a company comes public, give them a year. Well, they came public in March of this year. They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 months to prove themselves. What grade would you give the management at Snap?
F. So far.
So F minus? Well, here's the bad and here's the good. Tencent is a very competent company. Snap is a very incompetent company. Maybe with Snap or with Tencent taking a 10% position, they're going to have a lot of say now. And they're going to help monetize this thing. Steven, you had a great idea and I agree with you. Why don't they monetize it? If you want to follow Kim Kardashian, you got to pay a little more.
Got to pay 10 cents to follow her.
Yeah, 10 cents.
She has like millions of followers. Yeah. How much money is that?
If you want to follow Trump.
Yep.
Now, can they do that?
Maybe not for a...
Can they make money off of the celebrity?
Well, the celebrity would have to get a piece of
action. Okay, all right.
If you want to follow
LeBron James.
25 cents.
How many people in the world are there, though, that people want to follow?
There's a lot.
Bill Gunderson.
Nah, probably not.
I had a guy that said, you got to pay me a dollar to follow him. I have 53,000 followers. How many does Kardashian have?
Probably 53 million.
Oh, well, that's okay. I guess she's got a prettier face than I do. Huh.
Maybe.
A rump. Does she make any money for people? No, she makes money for herself. All right, well, and I could see maybe Tencent taking a 100% position in Snap because it's a lost company. It's totally lost its way. It's wandering in Venice, California. And Stephen, here's one for you. Who wandered around the mid-60s all over the streets? I've been to Venice many times. It's right by Santa Monica. Who wandered the streets? Who sang songs as he walked along the beach and wrote songs? And you know who that was? In Venice, California? It was Jim Morrison of the Doors, okay. Where he was going to UCLA and writing poetry. And him and Robbie Krieger were getting together in the evenings along with Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player and the drummer. And they were the Doors, the L.A. band, and they were writing L.A. Woman and Light My Fire and The Crystal Ship and Break On Through to the Other Side. Well, Venice is now home to Snap. It's always been home to kind of beatniks, offbeat people. And Snap is an offbeat company that's not making any money. It needs to get its beat back. It needs to beat to a different drummer, a new drummer. And maybe Tencent will be able to turn that around. All right, let's see if there's anything more. I'm ready to go through my database. We bought a stock yesterday. We bought the leading robotic stock in the world yesterday in the Ultra Growth Portfolio. You'd never heard of it.
Nope.
It's a $500 stock. It does not trade in the NASDAQ, doesn't trade on the Dow. It will be in the newsletter this week. And all the live trading subscribers got that buy yesterday. The leading robotic stock in the world. And it's not in the U.S. That's all I'll say. Might be in Singapore. Might be in the Philippines. I don't know. My lips are sealed. Anyways, we'll be looking for something. We sold EA the other day. What else did we sell? Oh, we sold Priceline yesterday.
Priceline, yeah.
And it plunged after I sold it. Did you see that?
Yep.
Well, you got to know when to fold them and when to hold them. We'll be looking for new buys today. Follow us on Twitter at Bill Gunderson. Want us to manage your money? Talk to us, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Break on through to the other side, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.